Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, what is up, my friend? Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational, entrepreneurial, business, self-improvement, personal development, empowering podcast on the planet. Great to have you along for the ride today on a rainy day in the Natty, but that's okay. It's sunny where you are, my friend. Let's dive right into it. You can't stay stuck. You can't stay stuck. Getting a lot of emails from a lot of amazing people out there, worried, fearful, feeling stuck, loss of job, furloughed from job. Don't want a job, want to launch a business, all of that and more. And look, those are really valid concerns. I mean, emotions, all of that. But you can't stay stuck. Here's how you get to a point where that is not something that you're focusing on 24/7, 365 days a year. Look, we're smack dab in the coronavirus. Our company's been locked down, or My company isn't locked down. It's crazy going, what's going on, but the country, at least in the U.S. in lockdown, it's anybody out there who's trying to pimp a message of, oh my God, this is 100% amazing. You guys got to get some of this. That's not wrong. There are companies that are absolutely thriving right now. Absolutely thriving. I'm thinking of HVAC companies, plumbers. They've got busy schedules and they're doing very well. Other businesses don't even exist anymore, you know, brick and mortar, walk up, storefront type businesses. So I'm not saying there aren't people out there that are thriving. I can tell you, and this podcast is not about me. It's 100% about you. But if you want to get unstuck, the one thing I've done over the past 4 months is I've invested more in my business than I did the prior 8 months before that. So in the first 4 months of 2020, I've bought so much software, training, spending 6 to 7 hours a day learning it. Why? Because I pivoted my business. I still do one-on-one business coaching. I still build funnels. I still, at my core, help individuals find out what their zone of genius is and what their message is. But now, more than ever, you know what people need? And I think they realize they need this more than ever. They need an option. Like, they need an online solution, a business that they can dive into now. It's not going to be making money in the next 30 days. Anybody that has that expectation, I won't even work with them, because that's a very immature, adolescent business mindset. I mean, who in their right mind would give an organization 40 years of their life and then think in 40 days you're going to have a, you know, 40 years, you're going to give your job, and you're okay with that, you know? I'd give them 40 good years and I get my retirement, my pension, all the good stuff, but I won't give 40 days to an entrepreneurial venture because I need it to work right now. If you need anything to work immediately, let me give you the spoiler alert, okay? I've seen the ending of that episode. It doesn't work out for you, okay? But if you want to build a legitimate online residual business or on-demand business, it's there. I mean, it's just waiting for you. And I promise you it's waiting for you. But you got to identify what that point A is for your target market and what point B looks like. And don't get distracted about, you know, I mentioned all the software that I bought and all the training that I've been on and learning all of these things. That's because I'm building out an agency. I'm not getting on webinars and watching videos until my eyes bleed till 10 o'clock at night like I have been, because I just want to watch videos on something I'm never going to use. It's very, very targeted, very specific, because the pain point now that I'm looking at is people realize they don't have a good plan B or even a good plan A, you know, people that are on there, because they don't know what their message is. They don't know what the market is out there. They don't understand there's abundance everywhere. They're just putting immense limitations on that. But sadly, and this is why I did this, is I want to be the individual that solves a big problem. There's a lot of scammers out there online. You know that. I know that. There's so many organizations, sadly so, that will take your money and say they did SEO work, search engine optimization, they'll say, you know, they're going to build this funnel for you, this landing page, or they're going to, you know, build this membership site out for you, and it's never done the way you want it to get done. They're going to do these ads for you, and they never work. I get it. I've seen it. I've done it myself. I've been a victim, and I hate that word. God, do I hate that word. But just so I can use a word we all identify with and we've heard before, I've been a victim of online scammers. I think every year, right now it's 2020, including this year, and for every year since I've been in business now, it's not as bad as it used to be. Because I ask a lot of really good questions up front, I don't go to the store hungry. But guys, there's sharks in the water all over the place. And the reason I started over the past 4 weeks building out funnels and websites and just getting people a basic online presence so they can Google their name and see themselves and just remind themselves, oh my God, that is me. That is my website. That is what I do. That is my message. Thank you, Sam. You took what was in my mind and you put it out there. Now it's a real thing. Now I got something to look at every day to get me jacked up. That's why I do what I do. I don't want individuals who are now in a situation where they want to go after their dream. They want to build a message and a movement out there. They hire a company to do it, and the company takes them for five figures, 10 grand, 15 grand, 20 grand. They got nothing to show for. Heck, can they take them for 2 grand? You know, 2 grand, spending 2 grand, you may have got a great deal, but is it a really good deal if you didn't even get what you paid for? You know what I'm talking about? So that's the need that I saw early on in this year. Was there were so many people saying, well, I paid somebody to build me a website, or I paid someone to build me a landing page and integrate an autoresponder and coach me on this, and it just didn't work, you know, and they always end up, you know, sad, and they think that everything's a scam, it doesn't work. I'm here to tell you, it all works. It all works. It is so waiting for you. All right. It is just so incredibly, yes, powerful and possible and probable and predictable that it will happen for you. But I want to be the one that makes that happen for you, because I know that I have the integrity to do it. I don't have, you know, I don't have 800 people working in an agency, so I'm not taking on 800 new clients. But, you know, that's really bad. Those bigger agencies, let me tell you that as well. You get lost in the shuffle. You get thrown into a Facebook group. You can watch videos on your own. You get thrown into the queue. We'll get back to you. Email support. Can't talk to a real person, all that stuff. So let's turn it back to you. What problem are you going to solve that's going to get you unstuck? First of all, even if you launched right now in a direction where you weren't even 30% sure if you're going in the right direction, at least you're going in the right direction, because when you do, it's not going to be a matter of if. When you do fall down, fail, you make a mistake, it's so temporary, it feels like 5 seconds, all right? It may feel the first time you do it like 5 years, but it's really like about 5 seconds. You pick yourself back up, you say, well, I'll never do that again. Lesson learned, yeah, wasted 4 hours on that project, didn't work out, don't know how to do that or that, but now I know how to never do it again the wrong way, all right? But staying stuck is not an option. Staying stuck is not an option. It just isn't, because even if you fail, you're going to fall forward and you're going to learn. And how are you ever going to get to your destination if you never get up and get started in the first place, you know? And I guess this is a really trying to motivate you and get you going, but it's also kind of a matter of fact thing, you know? I was talking to a client yesterday and they were asking about the coaching program. And I said, you know, the one thing I don't do, and I tell everybody this, I don't run an adult daycare. I just don't email people or text them and say, hey, don't forget, you got to get this done before our call. Now, we're accountability partners, but that's high-level accountability. It's like, hey, reminder, task item needs to be done by Friday. Let's get after it. See you later. Whoop. And people respect that. People want that. Like, that's how people want to be treated. They don't want to be treated like a five-year-old, you know? So I'm not going to talk to you like a five-year-old on the podcast. I'm going to talk to you like you are an inspired champion who may be thinking, dang, this has been a tough month or a tough year so far. Does anybody get it? I get it. I do. I get it. I hear you loud and clear. I get it. I will not allow you, though, to argue for your limitations, or you're going to own every single one of those. And that's just not good. That leads to massive regret. All right. So here's what you need to do. Get going. Even if you feel like, oh, I don't even know that. I don't even know if I'm doing this right. Just do it. It doesn't matter if you're doing it right. You'll figure out the right way by doing it the wrong way first. Sorry, another spoiler alert. That's what happens most of the time as an entrepreneur or anything, even in a business, in a job, when you're in sales as a work. You know, the company can send you the training for 3 weeks, bring you back, and you still make basic mistakes that they taught you in training. But you never make it again. You know, and even if you do make it again, you don't make it a third time. I mean, that's what life is about. Learning, failing, learning, growing, failing. You never fail. You either win or you learn. So don't stay stuck. Just get going. Even if you make a mistake, it doesn't matter. You learn from it. It's progress. It's momentum. And it's the way this life is meant to be lived. Your life is meant to be lived. All right, let's get going. Create some momentum. All right, love to help you out. Get on my calendar. Where you been? Get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. I'll build the entire thing for you and with you, and we'll have a great time. Launchwithsam.com. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.